Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Tzadi. First, start with the sugya, which is from the bottom of Peites Amud Beis. Sugya of Asher Metzera Sheshachtei Shaloi Lishmai Toh Nisachim. It's a very yisoidis tikkun sugya in the inyan of Shaloi Lishmai and other things. So you can learn a lot of yisoidis from this sugya. The Gemara says to the member of Rabbi Yochanan that it's Asher material Shechted Shalei Lishmai, it still needs Nesachim. Even though it's done Shalei Lishmai, you still need to bring Nesachim. And if you'll say that it does not need Nesachim, then the carbon is Pasal. So both parts of the statement of Rabbi Yochanan need explanation. The first part that Rabbi Yochanan comes to tell me a Chiddush, that an Asher Metzera Shalei Lishmai needs Nesachim. It's matched that without Rabbi Yochanan, I would think that it does not need Nesachim. Why should it not need Nesachim? Hare Asher Metzera needs Nesachim when it's done Lishmai. And the Gemara tells us later on Daf Tzadi Aleph, that all Korbanos Shalei Lishmai need Nesachim. The Gemara learns that out of a Pasuk, but the Pasuk tells me that even a Korban which is Kariv Shalei Lishmai needs Nesachim. So an Asher Metzera, when it's done Lishmai, needs Nesachim. So if you put two and two together, any carbon which when it's done Lishmai, needs Nesachim. Now that it's done Shalei Lishmai, should also need Nesachim. So why should I think that Asher Metzera is different? That's one basic question here on the sugya. And then there's another very important basic question that the Keren Torah asks, that Rabbi Yochanan tells me that if you say that the Asher Metzera does not need Nesachim, then it's going to be puzzle. In Yat Omer Kain Posaltoi. Ask the Keren Torah that when a person has to bring any carbon which needs Nesachim, we never find anywhere that if you bring the carbon without Nesachim, that the carbon is Pasal. The person has the mitzvah to bring the carbon, and also mitzvah to bring Nesachim. So if you're Mekai in the mitzvah of the carbon, you'd say the mitzvah of the carbon. And the Nesachim are lacking. You still have to bring the Nesachim to Mekai in the mitzvah of Nesachim. But Leimotzinu that the Nesachim are Ma'akev in the Zevach. So even if an Asher Metzera needs Nesachim, why that if you say that, why would that by not bringing the Nesachim will make the Asher Metzera a puzzle? Why should the lack of Nesachim make the Asher puzzle? Says the Keren Torah that the question of the Sugya is not in the actuality of bringing Nesachim or not. That's for sure true, that even if you forget to bring the Nesachim, the Asher will be kosher. It's like every carbon that needs Nesachim. And now you did not bring the Nesachim, the carbon is kosher. Rather, says the Keren Torah, that what Rabbi Yochanan means to say is that if you'll say that an Asher Metzera does not require Nesachim, then, says the Keren Torah, Dachisai Mishmai HaRishayin. But if you're saying that when the Asher comes Shalei Lishmai, it no longer needs Nesachim, then Bakorach, you're saying that it's not the first carbon. And therefore it's going to be puzzle. So again, the Keren Torah explains that the Nidun of the Gemara here, that the Asher might be puzzle, is not telling whether you actually bring the Nesachim or not. Rather, there is a question, does this Asher require Nesachim? There are some Havamina to say that the Asher should not require Nesachim. Says Rabbi Yochanan, if you'll tell me that the Asher does not require Nesachim, then the Asher is going to be puzzle. And Bakorach, the Asher requires Nesachim. Oh. What was the tzad? Now that answers the second question. But what? Now go back to the first question. What was the tzad that the Asher would not require Nesachim? So the reason is that because we see that the carbon is kosher, v'le'olu l'bailim l'shem l'chaifa, so that tells me that something changed in the carbon. It's very important to speak at this point. One could understand that the din that a carbon shalei l'shma is kosher, v'le'olu l'bailim l'shem l'chaifa, means that the carbon is entirely kosher. Nothing is lacking in the carbon. Everything, as Rashi says in the din of Zvachim, you do all the mitzvahs of the carbon. The bus is supposed to be eaten, you eat it. The things that they need akhtara, you makter them. One might think, to explain that the gedder is, that la'olam, the carbon is 100% kosher, just like it was before you made it shalei lishma. But what happened is that now there's a din that the bailam can't get the kapara of the carbon. A carbon that's brought lishma, besides the fact that the carbon itself is kosher, it also affects the bailim. The bailim get it and it's yotze, they're yotze yidechai vassal. A carbon shalei lishma, even though the carbon is kosher, the bailim don't get what they need to be yotze yidechai vassal. One might have understood that way. If so, then our Gemara doesn't make any sense. What was the Hava Mina here to say that an Asha Mitzayra does not require Nesachim? An Asha Mitzayra Lishmai requires Nesachim. So also Shalai Lishmai should require Nesachim. It's Bakor HaKach, what's Muchach in our Gemara is that the din that the carbon is Le'olu L'Shem Chayva isn't only something that's lacking in the Bailim. The Bailim doesn't get their Kapara. The reason the Bailim doesn't get the Kapara is because something in the carbon itself changed. The carbon became a different carbon. But Kol Zman, the carbon was Lishma, so the carbon was 100% kosher, so it also had the ability to be Maitzi the Bailim Yidei Chayvasa. The reason the Bailim now can't get their Kapara is because the carbon changed. Carbon is no longer the way that it was. So this different type of carbon does not have the ability to be Maitzi the Bailim Yidei Chayvasan. It's because the characteristics, the carbon changed. The carbon qualitatively is different. And therefore it can no longer be Maitzi the Bailim Yidei Chayvasan. That's what's Muchach in our Gemara. That's what happens in Shalei Lishmai. So says Rabbi Yechanan, if so, then there's a makom to say that an Asha Mitzayra Shalei Lishmai should not require an Nesachim. Why not? Because a regular Ayla and Shlomim, they require Nesachim. All Aylas and Shlomim require Nesachim. Every Ayla and Shlomim in the book require Nesachim. So it's true that when you do a carbon Shalei Lishmai, the carbon changed. And it's not entirely the way that it was. But it's still, an Ayla is still an Ayla. An Ayla Shalei Lishmai is still called an Ayla. You're makter your all of the basar because it's still called an Ayla. And a Shlomim Shalei Lishmam are still called Shlomim. You eat the basar, and you're makter the emurim. So even though the oyla shalei lishma and the shlamim shalei lishmam are a little bit different, but that's irrelevant to us. Legabi the chiyuv nesachim, any oyla requires nesachim, any shlamim requires nesachim. That's when the Gemara needed a ribui, that the oyla and shlamim require nesachim. The Gemara in Daf Tzadi Aleph, tell me a ribui that shalei lishma requires nesachim. I might have thought that because it's a little bit different, so therefore no longer requires nesachim. Kamash Malan, no, that as long as it's still an oil and as long as it's still a shlamim, it requires nesachim. That's all good by oil and shlamim. But by asham, it's not that way. Asham, most ashamites do not require nesachim. Asham nazir, asham shemcharufa, asham talui, they do not require nesachim. Only an asham mitzayra requires nesachim. The chiv nesachim by asham is unique to being an asham mitzayra. So imkain, an asham mitzayra shalei lishmai, it's no longer fully an asham mitzayra. If it would be 100% an asham mitzayra, then the Bailim would get kapara. But karchach, something is different about the carbon. As we said, every carbon shalei lishmai, something is different about it. So by oil and shlamim, as long as it's the general oil and the general shlamim, that's enough to require an asachim. But an asham mitzayra shalei lishmai, we would think that it's no longer called an asham mitzayra. It's something else. It's just a general asham. But it loses the uniqueness of being an asham mitzayra. And therefore it should not require nesachim. That was the hava mina here, that it should no longer require nesachim. As the Kevinari says, dachizay mishmoy harishayin. It's no longer the original carbon. And only specifically an asham mitzayra requires nesachim. This asham, which is the general asham, but lost the uniqueness of being an asham mitzayra, so it would not require nesachim. That was the hava mina of Rabbi Yechon. Says Rabbi Yechanan, that can't be. Why not? Because if you're going to tell me that it does not require Nesachim, then you're saying that it's no longer an Asha Mitzayra. And in Kain Pasaltai, if it's not an Asha Mitzayra, it's going to be a carbon pasal. There's no such thing as a general Asham. An Asham has to be an Asha Mitzayra. You can't take an Asha Mitzayra and turn it into an undefined asham. There is no such thing. If you're going to say that to do that, then you made the asham puzzle. In order for the asham to still be called an asham, it has to be for its original shame. That was the word of Rabbi Yechanan. So now you're going to machlokes Abaye and Rava, how to explain Rabbi Yechanan. Abaye understood that the klal of Rabbi Yechanan applies everywhere, not only by asham, also by oil and shlam. Every carbon shalei lishmai, according to Abaye, has to still be bishmai arishayin. You can't take a carbon that has a specific name to it, a specific hagdara to it, and make it a general carbon. There's no such thing. A carbon tamid can't turn into a general oila, not being a carbon tamid. it must be a korban tamid. If you say that it doesn't need the shnei gizrei etzim, then pasaltoi. Every according to Abaye, every shaloi l'shmoi is still a continuation of the original of the shame of the original korban. It doesn't create new types of korbanos. That's the opinion of Abaye. And Rava says that no, that oila and shlom is different. Oila is not right to be an oila schoiva. It's karbi oila nedova. So what does Rava mean? It says in Rashi in Xavier that it's chazu oila nedova. V'kayvan de loyakar shem oila mutter l'shanois oila oila acheres. The meikara nami oila. They put it into brackets in Rashi, but that's only way to read the Rashi. That Rava says that by Oila you can make it into another carbon. If you, by the Tamid you don't bring with it Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, so it won't be a Tamid of Chayva. It'll be a Tamid of Nedava, an Oila of Nedava. You can have an Oila of Nedava. By not bringing with it the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, you can make it into a carbon Nedava. Because Oila has a Hakrava, but as an Oila of Nedava. So when you bring an oila shel oila shma, even though it's not being brought as the oila shchayva, it can be brought as the oila nedava. But by asham, there's no such possibility. Asham, the only way to bring an asham is as the asham chayva. That's the only way to bring it. So therefore, when you bring an asham mitzayra, it has to stay as an asham mitzayra. If you won't require nesachim, so then Baal Korcha, you're understanding that the Asham Shalai Lishma is no longer an Asham Mitzayra. It's just a general Asham. And there's no such thing. Asham can't be brought as an Adava. But Ayla, even though you can't bring it as the Ayla Schayla, you can bring it as an Ayla Snadava. And therefore the Fi Rava, the Hechsher L'Chayr is Medin Ayla Snadava, and you're changing it to an Ayla Snadava. That's the Pshat in Rashi Xavyad. It's Mefurish also in the Chidusham Yuchasim to the Rashba, that the Pshat in Rava is that you could change it to a Zevach Achir. So, Alderot this Mahalach is before in the Chedusha Rabbi Malin in Chelek Beis, the end of Simin Aleph. That the Mahalach of the Gemara here is that you could, that it's coming as an Oilas Nedava. You're changing it to an Oilas Nedava. So, it comes out of the Sugi here, what came out of the Mahalach that we learned, is that an Asha Mitzayra Shalei Lishmoy is still called an Asha Mitzayra. That was the word of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said that it must be it's still an Asham Mitzayra. If not, it will be Pasal. And by Oila, it was Machlekes Abaye and Rava. Abaye said also by Oila, it has to say in the original shame of the original carbon as an Oilas Chayva. And Rava said that no, it could come as an Oilas Nedav. You could bring it as an Oilas Nedav. So, this is said the first thing that we said here, that's Muchachir by Asham Mitzayra, the Briskarov in the Sefer on Yuma. On page 40, he brings out this point from our sugya, and he learns this is medayik from Rashi and Yuma and Daf Samech Aleph, a fascinating chiddush. Just to be makdim, that normal Asher Mitzayra has two destinations. The Braisa tells us shnei koyinim makabel min hazdamoy. One koyin is makabel b'kli like a regular korban, and he's zorik the dam in the mizbeach, and another koyin is makabel biyad in his hand, and he puts it on the behinus of the mitzayra. And the boyin yad and the boyin regel of the mitzvah. So before in Rashi and Yuma Dasam Mechal, the Briskarov points out that if an Asha mitzvah shalei lishmoy, if you did matan behinos, it's considered you did a matan behinos. And the Briskarov assumes the pshat in Rashi. He dons on this, but he won't say that the pshat in Rashi is that you're already mekayin the matan behinos, and now you go bring afterwards another Asha mitzvah. The mitzvah brought this one shalei lishmoy. So it's kosher olu l'bailim l'shem chayva. And you need another asham. When you bring that second asham, you don't need to put it on the mitzvah, on the behindness of the mitzvah. You already yaitse with the first one. If the first one you put on the behindness, you already yaitse. Fascinating chiddush. Because it's called a kiyum of an asham, it's still called an asham mitzvah. An asham mitzvah shalei lishmai is still called an asham mitzvah. Says the Briskarov, kim avur v'menachas daf peites, that it still requires nesachim. Because it's still called an Asher Mitzayra. That's Muchach in our Gemara. That Asher Mitzayra Shalei Lishma is still called an Asher Mitzayra. That was the Vart of Rabbi Yechanan. That it has to be. There's no other way. Oh. That's again all Agabi Asher Mitzayra. But Agabi Oyla and Shlomim, the opinion of Rav is not that way. No, you can bring it as an Oylas Nedav. So now let's clarify Chakira. When you bring a korban tamid shelo lishmai, lefi Rava, it's an you bring it and now it's an oilas nedava. If you do this on Shabbos, let's say the tamid of Shabbos was brought shelo lishmai, is there any tzad that it could be deicha Shabbos? The chayyot tolin abaye v'rava lefi abaye, it's still called an oilas chayva. It's still called an oilas tamid. So we could hear tzad that it's deicha Shabbos. Yesh lodun b'ze, because it's so much yotzi the tibur yidei chayvasam. The tibur still needs to go bring another tamid. So maybe it's not deicha Shabbos, but at least we can hear it said that it should be deicha Shabbos, because it's still called the korban tamid. You need to bring another korban tamid, but the first one that I brought is called the korban tamid. So there's a good tzad that it could be deicha Shabbos. But the fi rava, there's no tzad in the world. The fi rava, you're bringing out as an oilas nedava. For sure, oilas nedava is not deicha Shabbos. So im kein that halacha is like Rava, the Rambam passes like Rava, and keves abayim ha'omer, so you don't need the minchas kfula when you bring a shalei lishmai. The halacha is like Rava. So about these things, the korban tamid shalei lishmai should not be deicha Shabbos. But what are we going to do? At the Mishnah Melech in Perek Yalaf of Shabbos halacha hey, says this is davar poshut that a tamid shalei lishmai is deicha Shabbos. And also in the Tesis of Rashba, in Psachim Daf Ayin Aleph and Medbeis, he says he's misupik whether Tamid Shalei Lishmai is Deicha Shabbos. What's the suffik? Kevichu Carbon Tzibor V'Deicha Nami Shabbos causes a carbon tzibor that has the ability to be Deicha Shabbos. So even Shalei Lishmai can be Deicha Shabbos. Oishema Kevichu Olu Bayel Ushem Chayvo Tzarech Lavi Tamid Acher. Or do we say that because it's not Yetzi Deicha Shabbos, so it's not Deicha Shabbos? As we mentioned, the two tzadim before. But that's all assuming that the carbon is a tamid. L'char l'fi rava, the carbon is not a tamid. It became a carbon in dava. It's a very big question on the sugya. So l'char, this is in the chayiv to learn the sugya a little bit differently. Chazanish in Siman Lamed Beis, Katan Lamed, goes with this mahalach. That even if we'll assume that an Asham Mitzayra, Shalei Lishmai, is so called an Asham Mitzayra, and a Tamid, Shalei Lishmai, is still called a Karban Tamid. But Yesh Ladun, whether these Karbanans are Mechayev, the additional things that come with them, whether the Asher Metzairah is Mechayev Nesachim, and whether the Tamid is Mechayev Shnei Gezrei Yetzim, what's the reason? Because we could understand that the additions that come with this Karban, the Nesachim by Asher Metzairah, is that because of the shame Asher Metzairah, that's what requires Nesachim? Or the requirement of Nesachim is from the fact that the Asher Metzairah is Maiti Dei Chayvasai, that the Asher Metzairah gives the Metzairah Kapara. Are these special? When a carbon has special things to come with it, so we have to know in what's the Mechayiv of those special things? Is it the carbon itself is Mechayiv them, or the fact that it's Maiti Dei Chayvasai? When an oila and a shlamim regularly need nesachim, it's not because they're specifically mighty dechayvasai, that's why they need nesachim. No, because every oila and shlamim require nesachim. So it's enough that the carbon is called an oila to say that it requires nesachim. But asham etzayra is unique from other ashamas. The shame asham in general is not mechayiv nesachim. So we could understand that only in that the uniqueness of Asher Metzairah to require Nesachim is because this is the carbon that gives the Metzairah his kapara. So that's why it requires Nesachim. Or no? Or is it the shame Asher Metzairah which requires Nesachim? And the same chachir by Tamid. A regular oila or even a regular oila tzibur is not mechayiv shnei gezrei yetzim. Only the Tamid is mechayiv them. So do I say that it's because of the shame tamid is mechayiv, and then even by shalei lishma you have it, or do I say no, that it's only when it's mighty the tzibur yidei chayvasam, and that's when it's mechayiv? But the olam was pashut to us that an asher mitzayir is called an asher mitzayir and a tamid is called a tamid. So now let's come back to the sugya. Rabbi Yechanan says the following. Rabbi Yechanan says that by asher mitzayir it was Rabbi Yechanan held that it must be that the shame of the Asher Metzairah is what requires Nesachim. Not the fact that it's Maitzi the Metzairah Yedei Chayvasai, but rather that it's called an Asher Metzairah. That's what requires Nesachim. That was Pashat Rabbi Yechanan. We'll see why in a second. But that was Pashat Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, so what reason would you say to not require Nesachim? Pekorcha is saying that it's not a Noshim Mitzvah. If it's not a Noshim Mitzvah, it's going to be possible. You can't make it, as we said in the first Malach, this we agree to also now, there's no such thing as a general Asham. Asham doesn't exist without a specific name. Asham can't come as a Nedava. Asham has to come for what it is. An Asham Mitzvah has to be an Asham Mitzvah. If you're going to say that the Asham Mitzvah is not requiring Nesachim, but Koruch, you're saying that it became not an Asham Mitzvah, that's impossible. That there's no such sad, says Rabbi Yochanan. So once I know that it's an Asham Mitzvah, then it must require Nesachim. So ask the Gemara, if you tell me that that's the rule, that the Chiyuv Nesachim, Rabbi Yochanan was Pashat Rabbi Yochanan, that the Chiyuv Nesachim is not because of the being Yimaiti the Mitzvah Yodei Chayvasai. Rather, it's a chelak of being an Asham Mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Yochanan held. So therefore, ask Gemara that by every Shabbat Yoshima should be that way. We should say that the Minchosa Kfula by the Keves HaOmer is not because it's Maiti the Tzibur Yudei Chayvasam, but because it's a Keves HaOmer. And the Tshnigiz Re'etim by the Tamid is not because the Tamid is Maiti the Tzibur Yudei Chayvasam, but rather because it's a Tamid. If just like it was Pashat Rabbi Yochanan, that the requirement of Nesachim is not related to the fact that it's mighty the Mitzvah Yedei Chayvasai, rather because of the name of the Asher Mitzvah, then by other Kabbalists also it's that way. All additional things that come with the Karban is not because that is being mighty Yedei Chayvasai, but rather because it's the shame of that Karban. So even by Shaloi L'Shema, it shouldn't need that. Says Abaye Inachanami, you're right. All these special, these added things in the Karbanos all come from the Shem Tamid. And therefore, even my Tamid Shalai Lishma, it needs Shnei Gizrei Eitz. That's what Abaye says. Rava comes with a new Mahalach. Rava says that, listen, you're right, the Tamid Shalai Lishma is still called a Tamid. It didn't just become an Oilas Nedava. And how do we know that it's a Tamid? But a Tamid, because B'sheirish the Karban, It's a carbon oila. And oila could come as an adava. So because an oila could come as an adava, as the site of the carbon, of its carbon tamid, is not the fact that it's a carbon chayva. The site of it is that it's an oila. And oila doesn't need the chayva in order to be karev. An oila could come even without the chayva. So now when the Torah says, bring Shnei Gizrei Eitzim with the tamid, do I say that the requirement of that is because it's a tamid? No, I could say that the requirement is because it's mighty the tzibur yudei chayvasal. I could by a carbon which the site of the carbon is in the chayva shaboy. It could also has a hechsher as an adava. So I could understand that all additives that come with the carbon are not in the etzim shema carbon. They're because the carbon is mighty the tzibur yudei chayvasam. So when the tzibur is bringing their tamid, which we need, so it has to come with Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. And we bring our keves abayim ha'omer, so it needs a mincha kvula. But that's because these carbonites, the carbon itself, in order to be a carbon, it doesn't need Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Because if not, it will at least be a nedava. So if the carbon itself does not need the chayva to make it into a carbon, then I understand that the ikar carbon here is coming because it's an ayla. The Shnei Gizrei Eitzim that Torah said isn't a necessary part of the carbon. That's only for the tzibur to get their, when the tzibur gets their chayva, then I need to bring the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Masha'enkin asham, the whole side of a carbon asham is coming as a carbon chayva. There is no carbon asham that doesn't come as a chayva. Says the Chazon Ish, Iker ha-karbon v'chayvasoi chadhu. The asham, we don't say, there's the asham, and has a special aspect in it that is mighty de'chayvasoi. No, there are no two aspects of an asham. There's the asham, and that it's mighty the mitzuri de'chayvasoi. The asham is being mighty. There isn't an asham unless it's being mighty de'chayvasoi. There's no such thing. So when the Torah said, bring the sachim, we don't say it's only when you actually are mighty de'chayva. No, it's for the asham itself, because the asham, the cheft of the asham is being mighty de'chayvasoi. So it's true by Shaloi Lishma, we have this new mahalach that's called that you could bring that an Asham has a Hechsher, even though it's not being Maiti Yedei Chayvasai. What's Taka the Pshat in such a thing? How does that work? So the Gemara says in Zochem Davav, Shaloi Lishma Mikoyach Lishma Kasi. Really, you're bringing carbon which is to be Maiti Yedei Chayvasai. That's the Heft of the carbon. if that's what it was brought for, even though it got messed up in the middle, it's still, you could still theorize that krava. You could still go and continue to bring it. But the site of the carbon still is always the carbon chayva. So in Asham, the cheft of the carbon is the carbon chayva. So when the Torah says to bring the tzachim, it's because the cheft of the carbon needs the tzachim. There isn't an added aspect of the mitzvah de chayva say. Only by an oila, which be soid could come as a carbon nedava, so then I'm able to make a chiluk. That was the chiddush of Rava. That I'm able to say that there are two parts of the carbon. There's the cheft of the carbon, the shame tamid, and the tamid which is mighty de chayva say. Because tamid could be kariv without the chayva, so I could say that the cheft of the carbon is unrelated to being mighty de chayva say. And mele the shnei gitzrei eitzim is only neschayiv because it's mighty de tibur de chayva say. That's Malacha the Chazon Ish, and Meilat Miyushav, the what was Pashas the Mishnah Melech and the Teisa Rashba, that a Tamid Shalei Lishmai Zeich Hashabbos, because Rava never came to say that a Tamid Shalei Lishmai becomes a carbon nedava. No, the Olam it was Pashas to us that all Shalei Lishmai still stays as the original carbon, and a Tamid Shalei Lishma is still a Tamid. Even though it's not Moiti Dechayvasi, as we mentioned a minute ago from the Gemara in Zvachim, Shalei Lishmai Mikayach Lishmai Kasi. Shalei Lishma is the say you're bringing the carbon as a carbon Lishma. That's why you're bringing the carbon. You're bringing carbon Tamid to be a carbon Lishma. It got messed up in the Akrava, but we allow you to conclude the Akrava up what the carbon was originally brought for. So you brought it as a carbon Chayva, and it stays as a carbon Chayva. So the Olam Atamid Shalei Lishma is a Tamid. It's beside a carbon Chayva. Just a carbon Chayva, which doesn't have the ability to be Maitzi Yidei Chayva Say. It loses that aspect. But it stays as being a carbon chayva. So Mimela, we could hear that a tamid is Zeicha Shabbos. Says Tosfos Rashi, but it's still on Mukhrach, even though it's still a tamid, but maybe the Dechi of Shabbos was only because we need the carbon. We need to bring a tamid today. This tamid Shalei Lishma, we don't need it. It's anyway not going to help us. We need to bring another one. So there's a chakira here in the Tosfos Rashi, again, as we said before, that in where does it lie, the dechi of Shabbos? Is it in the shame tamid, or is it that it's mighty the tzibur yidei chayvasai? But hapshitalan, that even a tamid shalei lishmai is still called a tamid. It's still called a tamid as and a carbon chayva. And it's lacking in being mighty the bayim yidei chayvasai. Just to speak out that even in this sad that the Chazon Ish were mentioning, that it's for sure a carbon chayva and it's lacking in being mighty the bayim yidei chayvasai, we can still agree to what we said in the first half. That a carbon shalei lishma, something is lacking in the carbon itself. It's not just that the bialim don't get it, but there, something is lacking in the carbon. It's not 100% a kosher carbon. There are many rayas said this in the beginning of Zvachim, that a carbon shalei lishma is lacking in the hechsher of the carbon itself. But that doesn't mean that it's no longer a carbon chayva. It can still be called the carbon chayva. Just like by Asher Mitzayr, it's Muchan Argamar, it's a carbon chayva. The Biskarov brought from Rashi in Yuma, that you did Matan Bohenes with Asher Mitzayrah, the Shalei Lishmai, it's still considered a keem of Matan Bohenes. Avada this carbon, even a carbon Shalei Lishma, is still called a carbon chayva. There's something lacking in the carbon that it cannot be Maitzi Yidei Chayvasa. So, and according to the Chazon Ish, the Nidun of the Sugya was, these added things that come with the carbon, are they part of the cheft of the carbon? Or they're only being part they're only mitzvah that the carbon is mighty dechayvas. That was the Chazon Ish's mahalach in the sugya. As we said, the first mahalach in the sugya, which is the way Rabbi Malan learned, and that's mashmoyt of Rashi Ksavyar, that it's pashut that the din of these the nesachim and the shnei gitzrei eitzim was a part of the carbon itself. A carbon chayva, an asher mitzayra, for sure requires nesachim, and a tamid requires shnei gitzrei eitzim. Suppose Pshat and Rava, that Rava said that Shalei Lishmai does not require Shnei Gitzrei Eitzim. The reason is because you could be Mishane to a carbon Nedava. That was a Pshat and Rava. But according to this Malach of the Chazon Ish, no, we're not being Mishane to a carbon Nedava. Just Rava meant to say that because it has the ability to come as a Nedava, then this Bakorach is not a Chilik of the Mehutzah carbon. So we found this idea, it's a very similar idea, so we're saying here in the Gemara, and in the Shittas HaRambam, in the Din of Paras Chatas, mentioned in the Shiurim there, of Kuf Yud Beis, that the Rambam's opinion is, as the Brisk Rav points out, that a Mitzayr or Yerledes need to wait a number of days until they bring their Karban. If they bring the Karban early, by a Chatas and an Asham, it's possible. But if they brought their Oil or their Shlamim early, so they're Yotzei Dechay Vassal. Even though they're not ready yet, they have to wait to their time. But because the korban itself is kosher as a nedava, it could come as a nedava. Because an oil and a shlama could come as a nedava, so meal it also has the ability to be moitzi yidei chayvasa. An oil and shlama are different, be aside from a chatzis and a nashim. Because the korban has a hechsher as a nedava, so therefore, it always is on that background, that backbone, that it could come as a nedava. So maybe the carbon is kosher. Once the carbon is kosher, so then it can also be mighty yidei chayvasa. Because the side of the carbon of an oil and shlamim is the nedava shabai, that they always could come. So that's also what Rava is saying here. The side of the carbon here is a nedava. So once the side of the carbon is a nedava, so it also has the ability to work as the carbon chayva. Even the carbon chayva shabai is working because it's a nedava. It always could be a nedava. The hechsher of the carbon doesn't need the chayva. The hechsher of the carbon could be as a nedava. And that's the same shot over there. That a mitzvah toich zmanu, it could come as a nedava. So the carbon is definitely kosher. Once it could be kosher, so then it also could be meitzi de chayvasi. Hashem and Echatzis and Anasham, they only come for the chayva. And if you are not roi for your chayva right now, then the carbon is possible. Well, as we mentioned before, the Chidush Rami Yuchas in the Rashba, it's before like this first Mahalach. Where do I see this in the Rashba? The Rashba has an interesting question here. That the Gemara says that Oshim Nedava Mi'ika. Never, we don't have an Oshim Nedava, and that's why it always needs the Nesach. So ask the Rashba that it's not so Pashat. Could be that we do have an Oshim Nedava. What? Which Oshim? An Oshim Tolui. The Machlokes Tanayim increases. We hold that the Ashen Tali only comes when a person does a Maisa, when there's a Savik Chiyub Chatas. A person ate a piece of meat, and he's not sure whether it's Chaylev or Shuman. So then you're Chayav an Ashen Tali. That's La Halacha. But the opinion of Rebbe Lezer is that an Ashen Tali, it can be brought as an Adava. Menadev Adam Ashen Tali B'kol Yoyim. Ashen Tali gives a person Kapara. And any time you want, you can bring an Ashen Tali. That's the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. So ask the Rashba that Lefir Belezer, we have an Ashen Nedava, an Ashen Talui. So just like an Oil and Shlomim can come as a Nedava, also an Ashen can come as a Nedava. So the Rashba answers, it's true that you could bring an Ashen as a Nedava, but your Ashen Mitzayra, you can't turn into an Ashen Talui. He says in two answers. His first answer is that you can't turn it into an Ashen Talui in the middle of the Hakrava. You have to L'chatchila make it into an Ashen Talui. You have to makdash it as an Ashram Talui. If you makdash something as an Ashram Etzaira, then it can't turn into an Ashram Talui. The second eretz is that you can't be mafkia the same Ashram Etzaira. If it was hukdash as an Ashram Etzaira, you don't have an ability to make it a different type of Ashram. An oilas chayva can turn into an oilas nedava. But you can't make you can't be mafkia the same of Ashram Etzaira into a different type of Ashram. So again, those are two answers. They're both the same yisayin, that you can't turn the asham mitzayra into an asham talui. So that's the way he learns the sugi b'ashengin. He says clearly that an oilas chayva, it's lashon. V'domi lo oila d'shayich lohavi oilas nedava. U'kisheshina ba'olasa is chayva shaloi l'shma chashiv oilas nedava ru'i loilis nadev b'kol sho. When you change to make it into a Shalei Lishma, then it became an Oilas Nedav. So it's clear in his Lashon that the Yisrael of the Sugya is like Mavur Nashing Savyan, that you're Mishanet to make it into an Oilas Nedav. That's clear in the Lashon of the Rashba. The Iker Vard of the Rashba, that Kimeduma, is Shaykh, even according to the second Halach, we said, that the Yisrael of an Oila, of every Oila in Shalom, is an Oilas Nedav. Ashingin, the aside of an Asham is not an Asham Nedava. It's true we found one Asham which is an Asham Nedava, an Asham Talui. But that doesn't mean that the aside of an Asham Etzaira is the Nedava Shabbai. It's not. As he says, you can't change it to an Asham Nedava. Vada, we don't say that the aside of this carbon is an Asham Nedava. So the Iker, aside of the Rashba says, I think it works according to both Mahalchen. But the way that he says it over, the Lashon of the Rashba is clear that the Mahalch of the Gemara was to change it to become an Oilas Nedava, and that doesn't work by an Asham. You can't change the Asham Etzaira to become an Asham Tali. Another thing here that we see in the Sugya, as the Chazanish points out, the Chazanish in Simin Lamed Gimel Eischof points out that it's more in our Gemara that the Chiv of Shnei Gizri Eitz and by the Tamid is not the Chiv of the Ma'aracha, that the marach, when you're the sadr the marach each day, you need shnei gizrei etzim. But rather, what it is, it's choivas atomid. The tomid is requires that with it you bring shnei gizrei etzim. Chazon Ish has a big question on this from the Gemara in Yuma and the Flamin Gimel. That the Gemara learns out of a pasuk that only the marach gedola needs shnei gizrei etzim. But the marocha shniyah shal k'tayras, you need another marocha on the mizbeach in order to have coals to burn the k'tayras each day. That marocha does not require shnei gizrei etzim. Says the Chazon Ish, bishlama, if the din of shnei gizrei etzim is mitzad the marocha. So I would think that just like the marocha gedoyla needs shnei gizrei etzim, also the marocha shniyah shal k'tayras needs shnei gizrei etzim. But if the din of the shnei gizrei etzim is mitzad the tamid, when you bring the tamid, it requires with it Shnei Gizrei Etzim, so for sure only on the Maracha Gedoyla you need the Shnei Gizrei Etzim. And the other Maracha, you're not bringing the Tamid. So what was the Tzad? That Maracha would also require Shnei Gizrei Etzim. That's a very big question. The Chazon Ish has an answer there. We're connected to the Sig and Yuma. That's the Chari from our Sig, it's clear that it is a Chi of Machma as the Tamid. You have to know with the Sig there, that's Mashma, that it's a Chi of Mitzad the Maracha. Well, the last point in the sugya I want to mention is the question of Tesis. Tesis asks that just like Rabbi Yechanan tells us that if you don't bring the Nesachim with an Asher Metzera, Pasaltoi, the Asher Metzera will be Pasal. So says Tesis, this applies to anything that comes with a carbon. Who had then a carbon which requires Lechem, and you're not bringing Lechem, so it will be Pasal. So asks Tesis, by a Toida, that a Toida, you shech the Shalei Lishmai, it's not Mekadesh the Lechem. The Toida is now is Kari without Lechem. How can you bring it Shalei Lishmai? Im Iyata Imer Kein Posaltoi. So Toida says, Bishama by Toida, we could say, Lefi Rava, that if it can't be Kari as a Chayva, it could be Kari as an Adava. So here too, a Toida Shalei Lishmai is a Shlomim. Shlomim Ninu. And that's why it could be Kari. But that's by Toida. It only answers of Yerava even. That's its answer by Toida. But Toida says, what's going to be though also by Kivsei Atzeres? The Kvasim which we bring on Shavuos, which are Korban Shlomim, Korban Tzibur, and they also require Lechem. And if you shech them Shalei Lishma, so the Lechem is not Niskadesh. What do we say over there? There, there's no nedava inu. There's no shalmei tzibur b'nedava. Shlomim only come as a yachid. They can come b'nedava. Shalmei tzibur don't come as a nedava. So Tesis answers. There's a difference between lechem and nesachim. That nesachim is considered more gufi de zivcha than the lechem. An asher mitzera without nesachim that doesn't require nesachim is lacking in the asher mitzera. It's something that's lacking in this asher. So that's why the carbon is going to be possible. Hashem kein a toida or kisei atzeres without lechem, there it's not lacking the gufa carbon. The carbon can come halfway because it's a chilek of the gufa zevach. So if it doesn't have lechem, it doesn't pass on the ikar zevach. But Hashem kein a carbon which requires nesachim, if now it's coming without nesachim, so that's more gufa to zivcha. So therefore it's going to be possible. The Tesis is interesting. The Tesis says that the Nesachim is more Guvei Dezivcha than the Lechem is. As we found in the second parak of Menachos, that when a person is Mefagel in the Toida, then the Lechem becomes Mefugel. But if a person is Mefagel in the Zevach, the Nesachim are not Pigel. So you see there that the Lechem is considered more related to the Zevach than Nesachim are. And yet Tesis Vayas says the opposite, that Nesachim are considered more Guvei Dezivcha than Lechem. It could be the pshat is that it's Yanoi Senetz, that lechem is not kari to the mizbeach, the lechem, by the kivsei tzeres or by a toida, it's not kari to the mizbeach. It's a nitzer of the carbon. The carbon is matir the lechem. So when you're mefagel the carbon, it's also the lechem becomes mefugel because the lechem is entirely dependent upon the carbon. Nesachim have a maila over lechem, and then nesachim are also kari to the mizbeach. Your makar of the carbon of an asham mitzayra, it requires a kilu another carbon, a carbon of nesachim. You need your kilu of two carbonates. So because it has its own hakrava, it's less dependent on the asham. That's as far as there. And therefore, when you're mefagel in the zevach, the nesachim do not become pigel. Masha'im came over here, what Tais wants, it's considered more gufei de zivcha, is because the Nesachim have their own akrava, so it's another part of the karban. Kilo, there are two things in this karban which need to be brought. You need to bring the Asher Mitzairah, and you need to bring the Nesachim. So if I have a karban that's only half of the karban is being brought on the Mizbeach, so it's the karban is lacking something. And that's why it's possible. Masha'im came, the toida that comes without lechem, so the actual carbon shabbat is not lacking. The part that's carted around the mizbeach is not lacking anything, and therefore it's not possible. That's a kapon in the mahalach of Taisis, is that the nesachim are considered more guvi de zivcha than the lechem. Another teretz on this question found in the chidushia Grama Levi, Briskov's older brother of Moshe Soloveitchik, says that the nesachim is totally in the shame of Asher Mitzairah. And even Shalai Lishma is called an Asher Mitzairah, like we spoke about. Hashem says that the lechem, the shtei lechem on Shavuos, is not because it's a chilek of the kvasim, that the carbon of the kvasim requires lechem. He says, no, the ikar din of lechem is the yoim requires lechem. The choyvat ha-yoim is to bring the shtei lechem on Shavuos. There's even a man to Omar in the Gemara in Horius, that if the tzibur only has enough money for the lechem or for the kvasim, we bring the lechem and not the kvasim. The lechem, it has, even, it's machlekes in that, but you see it for sure that man d'amar, that the lechem has its independent aspect. Gemara says in early on in Perkat Cheles, that there's a din of lechem abob ifnei atzma, as we pass in that way, that the kvasim are not ma'akev the lechem. You can have lechem that's abob ifnei atzma. The lechem of the Kisei Atzeres is not mitzad the chilek of the korban, that the korban requires lechem. Rather, the chayvus hayoyim is what requires lechem. So if, when I bring a Kisei Atzeres shalei lishma, and it's not yotzei the chiv of the yoyim, because I need to bring another one, so I don't need to bring this to bring a lechem with this first one. There's no reason to need the lechem. An asher mitzayir, even though it's not mitzi dei chayvasai, but the chilek of the korban itself, the shame asher mitzayir is what requires nesachim. Here, it's not the shame kivsei atzeres which is mechayev lechem; it's the kivsei atzeres which are mitzi, which are mekayim the din of the yoyim, which are kosher, which have mekayim the din of the yoyim. Those kivsei atzeres require lechem. So the neila, when I bring them shalei lishma, there's no mechayev of lechem bichlal. So you bring there in the sefer of Chedusha Grama Levi that Reb Chaim wrote back to him that this chiluk, that it's toiv uborer moed chiluk of Rav Moshe between the din of the lechem by kivsei atzeres that it's machmas the chayvas hayoyim only when you yotzei dei chayva shingim by asher mitzeres is not that way. Just a very geshmak of art of the Grama Levi, but the heart only answers the question of Taisus from kivsei atzeres. Taisus also had a question from toida. There you have to say lechayv like Taisus said that lefi rov it's miyushav. Because you could say that it's nedavaninu, and it can come as a shlamin, but the fiabai will still be shver from toida shloi l'shma, which is not mekadesh alechem. So b'chor l'fiabai, we still need to come out to the teretz of Taisus. The teretz of the Grama Levi is a unique teretz in the shtei alechem of Shavuos. There the chiyuv is machmas the yoyim, and not machmas the din of the kvasim. We now come to the next mishnah, to the sugya of Beirutzin. Before in the Mishnah, that Birutin of Lach are Kadesh, and the Birutin of Yavish are not Kadesh. The question is, that everyone agrees to, and thus the question is why, or more specifically to us, why are the Birutin of Lach Kadesh? Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva both agree that the reason is because the Kli was Nimshach, Beini Bifnim and Beini Bachutz. That's why Birutin of Lach are Kadesh. And Rabbi Yossi says no, that the Kli was Nimshach only be Bifnim and not be Bachutz. And yet, the birutin of lachar kadosh, because the birutin were first inside and then they came out, so therefore they were niskadesh idei the kli. So we have a lot of points to talk about here about this aspect of birutin. Firstly, what are birutin? Machlokes Rishonim, what does birutin refer to? Rashi, the Rashi on top, and also the Rach in Yuma Daf Mem Zayin and Mebeis, and also the Mashmaya of the Rambam in Perek Beis Ma'aseh Korbanos. Halachates is the birutin is the things that come out of the kli. You pour and you over the cup overflows things that actually fell outside of the kli, and that's this kaddish. According, that's what our mission is referring to. Even that is kaddish. However, Rashi in Ksavyar says it's referring to the Goydish, thing that gets piled up on top. There's also Rashi writes that in Zvochim and Daf Peches and in Daf Kufir Aleph. And also the Rav by us in Mishnayis says that the Birutin referred to the Goydesh of the Kli. And the Teis Yontif says that the Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnayis in the first parak explained that way. So we have Machlokes Rishonim what these Birutin are referring to. The Rashi, again, the Rashi on top, and the Rach and the Rambam, the Maisa say it's referring to the things that come out of the Kli. And the Rashi Ksavyar, which stems with what he says in Zvochim and Daf Pechet and Kufir Aleph, and the Rav, they say it's referring to the Goydesh of the Kli. It comes out also a machlokes between the Mimshat, and the Gemara says that it has to be niskadish mibachutz in order to be niskadish the birutzin. What's called mibachutz? According to the Rashi on top and the Rabbeinu Chananel, pshat in mibachutz means the outside of the kli, because it's when it falls out of the kli, it got piled up and then it's rolling down the side of the kli. So what's mekadish is the back side of the kli. That's the pshat according to the Rashi on top. Shekinkin according to the Rashi Ksavyar, that birutzin refer to the goydish of the kli, the things that are on that side of the kli are taka not kodesh. So when the Gemara says that mibachutz, it doesn't mean the outside of the kli, the outer wall of the kli. Rather, it means the safeh, the lip on top of the kli, because that's where it gets piled up. It's sitting on top of the lip. So that's what you need to be mekadeshit. The Rashash asks a big question according to on the Rav, or the Rashi Ksavyar, that birutzin refer to the goydish of the kli. Because it says in our Mishnah that the birutzin of lach are niskadesh, and the birutzin of yodesh are not niskadesh. Hare, the Mishnah goes, go Meshitas Rav Meir, the Reish of the Mishnah, that kol midas sheva mikdash hayu nigdoshes, that all midas were had a goydish, which is the opinion of Rav Meir, that the midas of Yavish were Mekadesh Ayidei their Goydesh. So, the Mishnah says that the Birutzin of Yavish are not Niskadesh, but the Goydesh of Yavish is Niskadesh. It's Hainuach. If Birutzin refer to the things that go out of the Kli, so that's something else. That by Yavish is not Niskadesh. But if Birutzin are referring to the Goydesh, so again, there's a stira between the Birutzin and the Goydesh, by Yavish. The Reisha says that the Goydesh of Yavish is Niskadesh, and the Segev says that the Birutzin are not Niskadesh. Very big question in Mishat. So the Chazanish, in the end of Simin Chav Zayin, says that both of them are referring to Goydesh, but it's different types of Goydesh. The Birutzin of Rav Meir was the correct Midah. We spoke about it in the beginning of the Perek, that the Isaron Mochuk had exactly an Isaron in it, and Isaron Godush means that the Kli itself was smaller than an Isaron. But with the Goydesh, it will be an Isaron. So when you're Mekadosh things, I did the Goydesh, according to Rav Meir, it means that that's the correct Midah. That's the way that it's supposed to be in Niskadesh. So then it's Niskadesh. Even by Yavish, it could be Niskadesh, because that's the way to be Mekadosh it. Keinu Mididosei, says the Chazanish. If the proper way of being weighted things is with the Goydesh, then it's Niskadesh for that. The Kli is Niskadesh for that. Vashenkin Bibirutzin, says the Chazanish, there it's a Toisefes. Besides the actual amount that you need for the Mincha, for the Nesachim, extra things got poured in and they were Nigdash. Those things are not Niskadesh, because that's not the correct way to be Mekadeshit. Arkan Divrei Chazanish. I didn't understand exactly that Lemaisa, if you hold that the by Midas Hayavish, that the Ronan is Kaddish Mibachutz, so you're lacking the Heichetim to be Mekadeshit. It's true you want to be Mekadeshit. That's the way to be Mekadeshit, is Ayidei being Moided it, but even that it's Gadush. But if the Safa, if the lip, was not Niskadesh, so in what way will what's going to give Kedusha to the things that did not go into the Kli, and they're only on the lip of the Kli? If they're not Niskadesh Mibachutz. It's not clear to me, and it's terrible in the Malach of the Chazonish, how he answers the question. But Rashash Meisah doesn't answer the question, he just asks on the Rav, that there's a steer in the Mishnah, by if you feed the Rav that the Beirutzin means Goydesh, comes out there's a steer in the Mishnah between Reisha and Seifa. Another point here, and the Chazonish says that the Fi Rashi Ksavyad, that the Beirutzin are referring to, the Goydesh, says the Chazonish, L'maisa, before you do nisuch, you have to make sure to wipe that off the top of the kli. Because you, only the things, the birutin are kaddish, but as the Gemara says later on, they're, you don't actually bring them as nisachim. You bring them for kaitz on mizbeach. They're not part of the nisachim. They're more than the shir. So we're not bringing them for nisachim. So, says the Chazon Ish, you have a taruvus of two different things. You have the part that you bring as nisachim, the part that's inside of the kli. And the gaidash on top of the kli, so that is not going to be brought as nisachim. So you have to wipe it off on top of the kli and put it into somewhere else before you do nisach. Says the Chazon Ish, you can't say, let me just pour it and I'll leave over some of it at the end, because that's vreira, and midaraisa ain't vreira. So in order to do nisach, according to Rashi and the Ksavyad, that the goydesh on top of the kli is called birutzin, you have to wipe that off and then do your nisach. Another point, the Gemara says the reason that birutzin are kaddish according to the Tanakhama and Rabbi Akiva is because midas salach or nimshachu bein mi b'fnim bein mi b'chutz. And Rabbi Yossi says no, they're only nimshach mi b'fnim and not mi b'chutz. And he has a different reason why they're kaddish. But Mavur here, that whether the Beirutin are Kaddish is totally in whether the Meshicha was done Ibachutz or not. So the Chazon Ish has an interesting question. Chazon Ish says, when you always do Meshicha, when you in times of Moshe Rabbeinu, they did Meshicha in order to Mekaddish the Kelim. Says the Chazon Ish, you didn't have to do Meshicha on the whole Kli, and put oil on everywhere inside of the Kli to get every Mashu and Mashu of the Kli to put oil on it. Hare, when you're Meshich, the Kehanim, The Mashiach was on, the Gemara says, Kimin Ki. You make an X on the head of, on the head of the Kayin, and that was Makadishim. You didn't have to be Mashiach, the whole body of the Kayin, the whole head of the Kayin. Mashiach was done in a small part, and that's the way the Torah says to do Mashiach, and that was Makadish the whole Kayin. He says, the Chazon Ish, the Torah puts Bas Achas, the din Mashiach of the Kayhanim and the Mashiach of the Kalim of the Mikdash. Moshech Aaron Ubanov and all of the Kalim, the Mizbeach and all of the Kalim. So the Chazon Ish says that it's Mistaver, that just like in the Mashiach of the Kehanim, it wasn't done on the whole goof of the Kohen. So too the Mashiach of the Kalim isn't done on the whole, on everywhere inside of the Kli. You did a Mashiach on the Kli. And once you did a Mashiach on the Kli, that's Mekadish the Kli. That's the Sfar of the Chazon Ish. I'm glad to Sfar. In Cain, the Chazon Ish has a question. So, with your Meshich inside of the Kli, Mamela, it's also Mekadosh the outside of the Kli. Even if they didn't actually do Meshicha on the outside of the Kli. But the Meshicha of the, just like the Meshicha that's on inside of the Kli, works for everywhere in the Kli. You don't need the actual oil to touch it to be Mekadosh it. So, Huadin, the Meshicha of the inside of the Kli, should also work for the outside of the Kli. That's a very good question the Chazon Ish asks. So there's the Chazon Ish, two answers. This Chazon Ish is in Simen Chav Zayin Siv Katan Yud Aleph. One answer the Chazon Ish says is that we look at them like two different kelim. The inside of the kli and the outside of the kli, they have two different aspects to them. The inside of the kli is what's supposed to hold the mincha, the outside of the kli is where things happen to fall on the outside of the kli. So this kli is two different kelim. So Mashiach on one kli doesn't work for another kli. You need to do Mashiach on that, on the outside of the Kli by itself in order to be Mekadeshit. That's one teretz of the Chazon Ish. Says the Chazon Ish another teretz, a fascinating teretz. That even when the Gemara says that Nimshicha may be Mefnim Beim Bachutz, the Gemara does not mean that they actually did Mashiach on both the inside and the outside of the Kli. You don't need to do that. It's enough with Mashiach on the inside to be Mekadesh the outside, like we said, because it's all one Kli. The machlekes in the Gemara was there a din for the outside of the kli to become kadosh? The Tanakhama and Rabbi Akiva say that the inyan of the kli was to be kadosh, bein mi b'fnim, bein mi b'chutz. So memela, the meshicha that was done b'fnim is mekadosh it also mi b'chutz. And Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi says there was no inyan to be mekadosh the outside of the kelim. The Torah only had interest in the inside of the kelim. Outside of the kelim was like a kli chol. There's no need to be mekadosh them. So therefore, the mashiach on the inside is not mekadosh the outside because the outside is not supposed to become kadosh. If there's no inyan to be mekadosh it, then the mashiach isn't mekadosh it. And according to Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakhama, no, there was an inyan to be mekadosh also on the outside of the kli. Therefore, mele the mashiach of the inside worked for the outside. Could add on to the Chazon Ish that the Maaseh Tamavur in the Gemara and Daf Nun Zayin on the base. Machloikas, whether midas halachar niskadish mi bachutz or not, is learned out of psukim. So it's, the question is, what was the din to do? It's not what did they do. What was there a din to do? If there's a din to be mekadeshi outside of the kli, then the mashiach inside works for the outside. If there's no din to be mekadeshi outside of the kli, then it does not work for the outside. The ma'aseh of the Gemara here, and also the Gemara there on Daf Nun Zayin, before that, the question is, what was nimshach? Was the outside nimshach or not nimshach? Or as we said, was the din to be nimshach? So the Rashash here is a question that's all nice in times of Moshe Rabbeinu. If you want to know historically, at the times of Moshe, what was the din of Birutzin? What was the din of the Gava Kli? So it's totally what was Nimshach. But since Moshe Rabbeinu, things have changed. The Gemara says that Kol Akeilim Shasam Moshe Mishichasam Mekad Shasam Mikan Va'elach Avodasam Mechan Chasam. So now things are not totally in Mishicha, rather totally in Avoda. So why do we care whether they were Nimshach? That's not our Kalim. The Kalim we have for sure in Bayis Sheni were not those Kalim of Moshe Rabbeinu. So here Avodasa Mechan Chosam. So why should we tell you in that? Says the Rashash that K'moshe Kitchu Bimei Moshe Kein Kitchu L'Doiris. Those are his words. The same way they were Mekadosh in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, it was also Niskadosh L'Doiris. Somebody means to say, as Apu we said right now from the Chazon Nish, that Iker Machlekes of Nimshach mi b'fnim mi b'chutz is not telling what they did, rather what was their a din to do. Ma'an domer that they were mekadesh mi b'chutz means that the din of the kli was to be niskadesh mi b'chutz. Ma'an domer loy nimshach mi b'chutz means there is no din to be niskadesh mi b'chutz. And even if we learn kibshute without the chiddush of the Chazon Ish, that it means that you did an actual ma'aseh mishicha mi b'chutz, but still the yisod of the machleik is not what you did, but rather what was their a din to do. So a male and a dairus, it's the same question. Now I think we're Makadish things Aidev the Ravoita, but what is there some din to be Makadish? If there's no din to be Makadish outside of the Kli, then the fact you're doing Avoida with it is not going to be Makadish it, because the Torah doesn't want it to be Kaddish. If there is a din to be Makadish outside of the Kli, then by doing Avoida it could be Niskadish. That's the Torah to the Rashash. We could that's a hard good enough teretz, the question. We might make a little more gishmak, said the Chassam Sefer, says in the Chidushim in Shavuos Daf Tezvav, and in Shavuos Erechayim Simon Lamed Zayin, that he brings the Sifri in Parshas Nosoi. Ma'atam Olomer Vayim Shochim, Ma'agat Shemeshicha Shel Eilu, in times of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Meshicha that was done to those Kalim, Hukdushu Kol HaKalim L'Asad Lovoy. That's the Sifri. Meshicha Moshe Rabbeinu is Mekadosh all the Kalim L'Asad Lovoy. Says the Chassam Sofer that before hearing the Sifri, that Avodasa Mechan Chasson is not a new Kiddush, but somehow doing the Avodah, it takes the Mashiach of Meshach Rabbeinu to Mekadosh this Kli also. Ki'ilu Nimshuchu Aidei Meshach Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, says the Chassam Sofer. That the Mashiach that's done, that the Avodah that's done L'Doiris is Mamshich, the Kedusha of the Mashiach there to these Kalim. So even if we'll say the din here is takatolin Mashiach mamish, Mashiach mibithim or Mashiach mibachutz, but the kiddush l'doiris is always a hemshich of that Mashiach of Meshach Rabbeinu. So if the Mashiach was only done mibifnim, so l'doiris also could only be in niskadish mibifnim. That's very gishmak. L'maisa, the Chazon Ish has a question that if we understand kipshute that you need to do the Mashiach on the outside of the kli in order to mekadish it. So how is it shaykh l'doiris avoidasa milchan chasan? There's no avoida that's done at the outside of the kli. Chazon speaks out that Bishlam, if we say there that the meshicha mibifnim works mibachutz, and also we could say the avoida mibifnim works mibachutz. But if you hold that you actually need meshicha mibachutz, so then how do you do it l'doiris? Says the Chazon Ish that the birutin themselves are considered like an avoida. Putting the nesachim in and the yayin goes on top of the kli or the seiles, that's kilu an avoda that's done with them. The putting it in the kli is has din of avoda to be mekadosh for the din of avodas mechan chasam. That's an interesting chiddush of the Chazon Ish. But about it's more gishmak for the other mahalach of the Chazon Ish, that the avoda that's done mibifnim works in bachutz, and also the mashiach by mashiach the same way. The mashiach mibifnim also works for to mekadosh the outside of the kli. Another point, the Mikdash David has a very. You said it's a good question here. Mikdash David in Simin Gimel Sifkat and Beis asks that klisharis are only mekadesh kashir. Klisharis are not mekadesh more than their shir. So how do these birutin get kedusha? This is more than what's necessary for the Nesachim. Mar says then they used them for Kaitza Mizbeach, the Birutzin. It wasn't necessary part of the carbon to have Birutzin. So how did they get Kedusha? Says the Mikdash David that because the Nesachim are Roy Lezavach Acher, then they could get Kedusha. That we find that is Kenim Kaddish Yisra Mikashir is not right for anything. But if they're right for another carbon, like the Mar's before later on, they would use the Birutzin for another carbon. So if they could be in the Scottish for another carbon, then they could get Kiddusha. That's a fascinating Kiddush of the Mikdash David. I didn't see another Achrayim that they were bothered by this question of the Mikdash David. It's a very, very basic question. The Mikdash David might say it's a very big Kiddush. That's it's Royal Lezavach Acher, then it can be a Kaddish even more than this year. So further on in the Gemara asks a question that V'chinekar might have, Gabriel might have Tzorach Mechavi. Why does get Kedusha? It's the person doesn't have Kavana for it. The more answer is that it's either because Klishar Shem Rekadish Shaloi Ladas, or Gzeir Shem Yoyim Riyotim Maitimi Klishar Yislachil. Before in the Lashon of the Gemara in the question that V'chinekar Mayavi, that it's, we're going on Rav Yosi. That was the last one that was mentioned was Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi holds that there are not Nimshach Mibachutz, but the things that come out are Nekar Mibachutz and they come out. So Mara asks on him, "V'chi neker mayavi? Why do we care that it's neker? A person doesn't have kavana for it." It's mashma that the question of Mara is only fear of Yesi, and that's also in Taisus earlier on in Daf Peches and Aleph. The Taisus there when it says it's more there in the Taisus that only fear of Yesi the Gemara has this question. Well, fear the Tanakhama and Rabbi Kiva that the outside of the kli was kaddish. It's more didn't have shver. Why not? Because there was a dint, according to them, the outside of the kli was kaddish, means there's a dint in mekaddish the outside of the kli. Why were mekaddish the outside of the kli? In order to be mekaddish the birutzim. So Makarach Latera wanted to be mekaddish the birutzim. Even though you can't bring it with this korban, you have to bring it by itself, or as a chayitza mizbeach, you're not actually able to use it for right now. But Makarach Latera wants to be mekaddish the birutzim. So if that's the dint in mekaddish the birutzim, so the person is also mekaddish for that. That's the dint that the birutzim should be in this kaddish. Only the fear of Yesi, where there's no din to be mekadesh to the Rusin, it just it happened because it went in and then it came out. So that the Gemara says that you're in mechavin to be mekadesh. That's before in the Tesis. However, in the Rambam, in Perek Beis Meiser Karbanos Halacha Tes, passes like the Tanakama that kli sharish min mekadesh beim mechutz, and still he says that the reason that the Rusin are kadesh was because kseir shem yeim moitim kli sharish lachol. As the Kesem Mishnah there points out, that the Ram learned the question of the Gemara was not only the fear of Yesi, but it's a kule alma. The Gemara asked the question on Rav Yesi because he was the last one mentioned, the chinekar mayavi. But he said the question of the Gemara was the kule alma. Why is Birutin Kaddish if you don't want to be Mekaddish it? So Chazon Ish explains that even though the Torah said to Mekaddish outside of the Kli, l'fi Tanakama, but there's no chiv to be Menasech, that wine that goes there. The din nesachim was only said on the Raviyah Saloik and the Shlishah Saloik, and what's more than that, there was no din to be menasich. So the person that doesn't have in mind to be mekadoshit, so therefore the Gemara asks, why is it kaddish? Oh. We now come to a word of the Mishnah Melech, a very big chiddush of the Mishnah Melech, in the sugya here of Beirutin. The Mishnah Melech there on that Rambam, Paragveitz Halacha Tes, Divyamasma Mashakosav Rabbeinu, he asks a series of sugyas, which is the Gemara by us on Daf Tzadi, and the Gemara earlier on Daf Peches. There the Gemara says that Rav Meir holds that the Sheva Midos of Lach were Milamayla Lamata. He starts off with the biggest one and he goes down in Shurim. The Gemara explains that his Shita is, because he holds that Birutei Midos Lo Niskachu. Because the Birutei are not Kaddish, so therefore, the Torah said to start with the bigger one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe the biggest midah, and he told him to make the smaller ones. Kedei delafki birutzin. So the birutzin should go out. So Rav Meir holds that birutzin are not niskadish. That comes out of Daf Peches. And yet the Tanakam of our Mishnah is Rav Meir, the Gemara says by us. When the Mishnah says in the beginning, kol midah shel mikdash hayu nikdashos, that's according to Rav Meir. So l'chayr, when the Mishnah goes on to the din of birutzin, l'chayr, it's also Rav Meir. So it comes out that Rav Meir here holds that Beirutzin are Neskadish. So we have a Sir and Rav Meir, are Beirutzin Neskadish or not Neskadish? And along the same lines, you have the same question on the Rambam. The Rambam in Be'ilchos Klei HaMikdash, Paragraph Aloch Yud Zayin, says, when he says the Sheva Midos of Lach, he goes Milamayla Lamata. So if it's Bedavka that he, the Rambam says that order of Milamayla Lamata, it's because he passed like the Manda Omar, that Milamayla Lamata. And what does that Manda Omar held? The Gemara says, Andaf Peches. He holds that they root sin or not in Niskadish. And yet the Rambam by us, in Paragraph Maitzak Rabbanas Aloch Tes, says the Beirutzin are Neskadish, that the Kli is Neskadish Mibachutz, and the Beirutzin are Neskadish. That's the question of the Mishnah Melech. So the Mishnah Melech, Migayach, this question is Mechadish, that the Sugi Bayas and Sugi Naf Peches are not talking about the same thing. It's two different Sugis, even though both of them refer to Beirutzin, but two different reasons why the Beirutzin should be Kaddish. The Nida in the Gemara earlier in Naf Peches to Mechadish the Beirutzin was Aidei the Medida. If the Torah says that you start with a smaller kli and then you go to bigger kelim, that the birutzin should go inside, korach ha-Torah means that the derech ha-medida, birutzin are neskadish. The neskadish should be a chelik of the medida. That's the question there. And in that sugya, we pass on like Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that you milamayla lamata, the birutzin are not in the kodesh machmas the medida. But then there's a new sugya, the sugya of Ayas. Sugya Bayas is zayin to mekadesh beirutzin, not because of the medida. Lo'ayla the Sugya Bayas holds that they're not neskadesh aidei the medida. So why should beirutzin be kadesh? Beirutzin are kadesh because they happen to touch the outside of the kli. If the outside of the kli is kadesh, and the beirutzin the ma'aseh touch that, so memeila to mekadesh the beirutzin, even though it was no din, there's no din to be mekadesh the beirutzin. It just happens to be mekadesh the beirutzin. Says the Mishnah Melech, a big enough to mean it between the two sugyas. Is the question of the Gemara by us? Gemara by us asks that v'chinekar mayhavi, gavur l'may detzarech mechavi. That there's no that you don't have in mind to mekadesh it, the birutin. And the Gemara answers the maskana that all it is a gzera. Says the Mishnah Melech, that's only in our sugi the Gemara asks that question. Lefi the man to Amar earlier that there's a din to be mekadesh the birutin aydei the medida. So that was good for the din. You also menasech it. That's good for the din of the meditas and to include the beirutzin. That's a chilek of the nesach includes also the beirutzin. So yivad yom mechavin for that also. But ledidan that we hold that the beirutzin are not the kadosh machmas the medita. The only way to mekadosh the beirutzin is either because it touches the outside of the kli, fi tanakama and Rabbi Akiva lefir of Yosi because it's nekar. Either way, the beirutzin here happened to have become kadosh. There's no din to be mekadesh then. So on this, the Gemara says that v'chinekar mayhavi gavur l'may detzarech le'mechavin mekadesh. That you have no reason to be mekadesh these birutzin. According to the Rambam, the question is not only on Rabbi Yosi but the Kuli Alma. The Gemara asked that the Kuli Alma, because there's no din to be mekadesh the birutzin aydei medida, so then they should not be kadesh. And maskarnas hagamar, all it is gzeira. But man to amar le'il that it's aydei the medida, then it's not machmas the gzeira. Rather, the medida itself is mekadesh. This is the chiddush of the Mishnah Melech. There's two dinim. Chazon Ish argues on the Mishnah Melech. It says there are no two dinim. It's coming up kaminas in Hemshech HaSugya, as we'll see. The Gemara says further that what you do with birutzin was you're using for kaitz hamizbeach. So Tosfos earlier on Daf Peches says that this din is the kuli alma. Even madam birutzin loy niskachu. They still use them for the kaitam mizbeach. So the Mishnah Melech asks, "Now the mother beirutzin loy niskatshu, chayy beirutzin are chulin gemurim. So what's the inyan of taking the chulin for kaitam mizbeach? Why do we let them be chulin? When we have leftover kedusha and we don't know what to do with it, so we use it for kaitam mizbeach. But let chulin be chulin." So says the Mishnah Melech that when Tais is there and Daf Peches is dining. If the mandam beirutin is kachu, beirutin loin is kachu, Tais is not referring to the machlekes in the sugi by us, whether beirutin are kadosh or not. Tais is referring to the machlekes over there, whether beirutin are kadosh or not. Which is, as the Mishnah Melech said, the machlekes, whether the beirutin were kadosh, aidei the medida. But even the mandam the beirutin are not kadosh, aidei the medida, beirutin are kadosh. So memela, the and that's our sugi. Kuli alma agree, it's made that the beirutin, the maisa are kadosh. So Tais there, and therefore, because birutzin are kaddish, so we need to do something with them. We use them for kaitz hamizbeach. That Mishnah Melech brings us a raya to his shita. The Chazon Ish says that it's not a raya. that Irlan Amar Berutzin are not Niskadish, but the whole question of the Berutzin Kaddish or not Kaddish is either get Kedushas Haguf. And can you do Pidyon and does Pidyon work on them? But if either you're taking this Seiles and you're dying, you're putting it in the Kli, it always starts with Kedushas Damim. A person is Makdish to Kedushas Peh, Kedushas Damim. It has Kedusha. But in order to get Kedushas Haguf, you need to be in a Kli Sharis. Then of Kolon Ageba and Yikdash. But the basis of the Kedusha was, it started with Kedusha's Daman. So even Man Damar, that the Birutin are not Niskadish, it means Kedusha's Aguf. But it has Kedusha's Daman. So that's why we use these Birutim for Kayetz HaMizbeach. The Taisa there asks that another Birutin are Niskadish, which means Kedusha's Aguf. So how can you use them for Kayetz HaMizbeach? Right, their din was, they have Kedusha for Nesochim. How can you change this Kedusha, the Kedusha Guf, into something else? Says Tesvis that used Berutin for Kayetz HaMizbeach is only by Berutin of Karbanas Tzibur, of Nesochim of Tzibur. And by Karbanas Tzibur, the Gemara says, Leiv Bezin Masna Leiv. So Bezin has the ability to make a Tanai that they should not be Kaddish. But in a Hanami, Berutin that came from Karbanas of Yochid, according to the Mandamar, that the Birutin are Niskadish to get Kedusha Saguf, so you're not able to use them for Kayetz HaMizbeach. Because once you got this Kedusha, so it cannot be changed. We're gonna stop with this shir over here. Still a few more points to be finished up on the rest of the daf, which then we'll continue in another shir.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shirim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.